The Cumberland County Community Band is marking 25 years of bringing great music and community spirit to the Upper Cumberland. Joining me today to share more about this special anniversary, as well as this amazing community band, is Bill Kerr, conductor of the band. Bill, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
So 25 years, that's a pretty long time.
Yes, it is. Actually, we had our first concert in 2000 on December 10th. Murray Kidwell was our founder, mm-hmm. and he was a teacher in the Cumberland County High School, and he was also in the Air Force playing flute.
Oh, okay.
So he decided to come up with a community band. So we just celebrated or had a concert last Thursday on November 6th. It's a veterans benefit concert. And all money that we receive after expenses goes to five different veterans groups throughout Cumberland County.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So really, you are really genuinely a part of the community.
Yes.
And giving back to the community through music. That's awesome.
Yeah, we have about 80 people in the band. They range from age 14 through our oldest member is 89.
That's impressive.
So most of us are over 60.
Well, I'm certainly there myself.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Bill. So you're the conductor.
Yes.
What is your background in music?
I was educated at Westminster College, which is a small liberal arts school in Pennsylvania. I then went on to teach 2 years in the hills of West Virginia, 55 miles from the nearest McDonald's.
Wow.
So from there, I went back to my roots, which was Long Island, New York. So people out there might hear my Long Island accent.
I do hear it. Yeah. It actually makes me feel close to home being from Jersey.
And there I was at Valley Stream North High School in Valley Stream, New York, which is right on the border of Queens and Nassau County, right near JFK Airport. I was there for 32 years. Met my wife there. She was the choir director. I was the band director. Together, we taught close to 50% of the entire student population. I grew the band from 28 to, when I retired, 175.
Wow.
Over those years, we outgrew the band room, so they had to build us a new band room and an extra music teacher for me that did the junior high because I was teaching 7 through 12, and my wife as well. So there's now two choir directors, two band directors, and one orchestra director.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, I've always been adjacent to music because I'm a singer, so I sang in the choir. I grew up, like I said, in New Jersey, Westfield. We had a very active choir. We had a very active band. Do you find with that there are always more generations of students? And do they come to music because their parents played music, or did they just find it on their own?
A lot of the older members played when they were in high school, and some of our members hadn't played in 30 or 40 years. But it's like riding a bike. It comes back and with some practice
sure.
and all. And we have students, I say, from both high schools, both Stone and CCHS. And the band director at CCHS has really been promoting a lot of the kids joining us. Last year, we had 18 high school students with us. Back to the question, it's a lot of the people I said enjoyed music as a young person mm-hmm. and are now continuing it.
So. That's great. That's great. And do you find that? Particularly with some of the younger, like the students that you work with and the younger students, do they embrace, for instance, classical music or jazz music, you know, or do they find it through their what they listen to, like the contemporary artists they listen to, or both?
Well, with our program, we try to do a little bit of, as an educator for 34 years, I try to educate the students. I'm sorry, I said that. The band members,
right.
as well as the audience.
Sure.
So you have to know your audience, and I try to provide music that's going to be that the people in the band are going to enjoy. I also try to have music that's going to be that's in the band regular literature. and then also some pop stuff.
We're going to take a short break, and we're going to continue to talk about the band and their work and what's coming up. We're back with Bill Kerr. So, Bill, what is the circuitous journey from Long Island to Cumberland County, Crossville?
Yeah. My wife and I were both music teachers, and my dad built a motorhome in 1968-69, and we went cross country in 1970, even before all the interstates were done.
Right.
So when my son was 10 years old, we decided to buy our first motorhome, and we started touring. So after our second, we had been to 47 states, and my wife and I knew that we could not live on Long Island. It's expensive.
Yeah.
And so we started looking at different places. Well, having the Playhouse in Cumberland County was our Broadway fix. That there was a community band. There was a community chorus. I also have played in a clarinet quartet, both here in Cookeville as well as one in Crossville. I started a jazz band of 11 people. Called Back in Time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little plug.
and a good one.
And so there was a lot of music here. And so we found Fairfield Glade and as a nice place to move to.
That's great. Yeah, it's really an amazing – I mean the arts – the love of culture and the love of arts in a place like Crossville or a place like Cookeville, it has always amazed me. I mean, I've been here 33 years, and that is the reason. I mean, there was so much theater. That's, you know, kind of my area, but also music and things like that. So, well, that's great. So so you mentioned clarinet. So is that your instrument?
Yeah, clarinet was my main instrument. Also play sax and flute. I studied with Vincent Abbato at the Metropolitan Opera.
Okay.
So, and other teachers, but he was influential.
So prior to becoming the conductor for the Cumberland County Community Band, were you a member of the band?
Yes. Glenn Belcher, who's local here in Cookeville, he was the director at the time, and I was playing principal clarinet, and my wife was not well, but he wanted me to take over as, say, the assistant conductor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put him off and put him off and put him off. And then I did come over and start conducting the band. And I always forget what year. In 2020.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, our first concert that I was supposed to conduct, COVID hit.
So. Oh, yes. Yes, that dreaded time.
Yes. So that was a little bit put off for a few months before we actually went out and performed. But Glenn Belcher, I said, was influential in telling me, hey, come on, I'm getting older and I need a younger guy. I says, oh, okay. So
it's nice to be the younger guy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So
that, you know, it's interesting, COVID, that was certainly it was an unnerving time for theater people, and I imagine it was for musicians as well. Are people ever going to want to gather again to listen to live music? And, it's so nice that it seems like all of that has come back, that desire.
Yes. Yeah.
I was just reading an article the other day that just was saying the rise of people wanting to see live music and hear live music and being in the presence of it has really come back around.
And what's nice about the community that we have in Crossville, and again, we have members coming from Cookeville, Sparta, Jamestown,
sure.
Spring City, Rockwood, playing with the community band, is that we get between 600 and 900 people for each of our concerts, all of our free concerts. That's free.
That's a great good little echo you put on there. I like that.
But I say the community is very, very supportive. We also have a STARTS program, which, again, Glenn started that, Support the Arts. It was started in 2016. It supports the elementary art and music classes and sends all the fourth graders over here to Cookeville with the Bryan Symphony. Mm-hmm. The STARTS program also helps out the high school drama productions at both schools, Stone and CCHS, Cumberland County High School.
That's great.
And since 2016, we've actually contributed to the school district $215,000.
Wow. Bill, that's amazing.
Yes.
We're going to take another short break, but we're going to come back with Bill Kerr and continue talking about the impact of the Cumberland County Community Band. And we're back with Bill Kerr, the conductor for the Cumberland County Community Band. So, Bill, when you're putting a program together, what are some of the things that you're thinking about?
Always looking at what the audience is going to enjoy, as well as the musicians in the band.
Right.
We have to do some education for both the audience as well as the members of the band.
Mm-hmm.
I also try to have some soloists. This coming December, we'll be having a vocalist singing a bunch of 50s medleys.
Okay.
We also have handbells. Handbells are not usually used in a band. I found a piece this past year called All the Bells on Earth Shall Ring.
Wow.
And it opens up with a handbell. So it's just kind of different.
Yeah, and that's so cool. And the handbell, that's a real art form when you watch them work and the gloves and the whole thing. They're so really stylized about
that's,
it.
That's why we're not doing it. There's this one, Nancy Burleson. She has a small group, and she's going to bring in four people to start the concert. I like to do some music that's in the band repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're doing a Russian Christmas music by Alfred Reed. Alfred Reed was a predominant composer for band, worked at Miami University in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a wonderful, wonderful guy. And then, again, because of my roots of Long Island, we have a lot of Jewish community there.
Mm-hmm.
So as the conductor, I tried to put in some Jewish music. So we're doing a tune called Candlelight Carol, arranged by Jay Dawson. Jay Dawson just recently passed. He's right out of Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and all. So, but I say, try to do a variety of stuff. We've got
a
Christmas waltz coming up. We're doing a little holly mashup that's going to be on the program. And there's an interesting tune, a Christmas Africana. So it's an African take on a couple Christmas tunes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's always – I have an assistant conductor, Ruth Ann Tootin. And that works. We work very well together, and that's how we kind of put the program together.
And you perform in the I was looking at my notes. The auditorium you perform in, it's new, right? The Jets Auditorium,
correct?
At Cumberland County High School.
Yeah,
I hear it's fantastic.
We've only been in there once, and with this concert that we just had on last week. Yes, we were over at Stone when it opened. We were, the first band to play in the auditorium at Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're moving over to the CCHS's Jets Auditorium. And it should be – they got really neat lighting, sound. We're looking forward to it.
That's fantastic. That's really great.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other things that you've got coming up? What is the future going into 2026 for the community band?
Well, we give four concerts a year. Say the Veterans Concert. We have the Christmas Concert coming up on December 18th, again at 7 o'clock. Everything's always at 7 o'clock on Thursdays.
Okay.
Then on March 5th, we're doing another concert, and that's 2026 now. And then May 21st of 2026. So we'll be performing the May concert is going to be basically our big celebration, the 25 years. So we have some activities we're thinking about, but it's still in the works. And
sure,
it's not for public.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Public yet. So, and one thing I need to mention too, again, this Cumberland Band also helps out scholarships for students.
That's great.
And last year we had seven seniors that had been with the program, some for 4 years, some for two, some for one. So we have a varying scholarship program from $500 up to $2,000. And last year we gave out $10,000 in scholarship to the seven students.
Now, how do people find out? Do you have social media pages and things like that? How do people find out what's coming up?
We do have a Facebook page, but the best place to go is our website.
Okay.
Our website is very, very easy. CCC, that's three C's, band.net. at cccband.net.
Perfect. Well, I've been speaking today with Bill Kerr. He is the conductor of the Cumberland County Community Band. They've got so many great things coming up. Make a point of getting out to hear them play, because it sounds amazing.
It's Bill, just down the hill.
There you go. There you go. Thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark, for having me on.
Absolutely.